Blog Talk Radio.
Sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together, brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, that's how this rain goes, so come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way.
Everyone, and thanks for joining us for an early edition of Raising Vibration Radio. Tonight at 6:30 on our website at www.raisingvibrationradio.com, we'll be doing a live show there, empowered by Intuit Talks, and our guest is going to be doing free readings there tonight. Debbie Nagoff Maya will be with us this evening, and she is an international sensation, an author, a clairvoyant, intuitive. She's done psychic radio. She's just totally amazing. You're going to love her energy tonight. So be sure to join us. If you're calling in to get a free reading this evening, you will have to join us at our website. If you need the phone number to call in via phone number, about at 820 or 620, I will open up the studio and give you that number. You can't go into the studio until then, though, because if you try to go in there right now, it just says closed. But I will give you the studio number and a show code at 10 minutes before 6:30 so that you can guys can get in line and stuff like that, so you can have a free reading with her. So we have some amazing people coming on the show over the next couple of weeks that I wanted to share with you. Tonight we have Debbie that's going to be joining us, and she's from England, and she talks about twin souls, twin flames. She also, you know, she is astrology, psychic, past life regression. So if you're having some hard times right now, some issues of letting go of some things, tonight would be a great time to talk to her about that. And all you have to do is join us at 6:30. I put a link right here where you can join in, but I can also give you a phone number when I open up the studio with a show code so you can call in by phone. If you choose to use the computer, all you have to do is hit that link right there, hit the button that says join Reverend Raven, and it'll bring you into the studio. Please be sure to put your name, so I know who to call on and stuff like that, and lets me know, and choose microphone, so that way you can get online and ask your questions, okay? All right. So just to give you guys a lineup of who's going to be coming on the show for next week, we have he's an international sensation himself. He's worked with Hans Christian, and his name is Alfred Ricci. Or Ricci, R-I-C-C-I, and he will be joining us next week, and he's going to be talking about creative. We're going to be doing automatic writing, and he's going to teach each and every one of us how to do that, and we'll open up the phone lines for you guys to ask questions to him, too, as well. But he is the protege to Hans Christian King, and he's been with him for 10 years, so we're looking forward to having him on here, too, as well. And Hans Christian King, we're going to get him on here as soon as this year gets through, because he's working on a new book, and we're working on getting him, once he gets that new book out, we're going to get him on here and talk about his new book. So, yay, we're having some big times on here. And we're also going to have Diva Delight on here, and she will talk to the angels to get, you know, to, you know, see what you need to ask your angels to know where you need to be. And again, we're going to have Barry Strom on here in the near future. So we have some amazing lineups for you guys coming up. Major opportunities for you guys to talk to some beautiful people out there. So again, I'm going to open up the studio line. I'm going to open up the studio about 6:20. And I will give you all that information for you to join us. But like I like to do right here on Raising Vibration Radio on Blog Talk, I want to share with you a couple of stories that I posted on our Facebook page. And if you've not gone to our Facebook page and liked it, you should do that, because we put inspiring quotes on there all the time, uplifting articles to help you get through things. Anything to raise your vibration, we put that out there for you guys. We also put the upcoming guests that are going to be on the show, or if we're going to have a special show or something of that nature, you can catch it right there on the Facebook page. Also, if you're a member of Intuitalks, which that's who I'm powered by. I do the radio show right from my website, but Intuitalks is my host, which is a free community for light workers, for psychics, mediums, health workers, whatever it is. If you know, the all one body, soul, mind experience, you can join that network for free to hook up with many people that are like you. You can blog on there for free. You can hook up with friends on there. There's many radio programs coming from Intuitalks.com, like Curious Times or Psychic Affair. There's, you know, angels. There's all types of programming on there now. So if you join up for Intuitalks and become a registered member, all you have to do is sign in and you click the button, and you don't ever have to write your name to show me you want to talk to our guest or anything like that. So that's another thing that you can do. And it also, there's many groups in there. And of course, Raising Vibration Radio has a group there, and that'll let you know when we're having a show or anything special going on. So if you haven't done so, you owe it to yourself to go to Intuitalks.com and sign up and hang out with people like us, people that truly care for one another, that uplift and support each other and want to be there for each other. The reason I do this show is because I want to help people. If it just helps one person tonight, that's the reason I do this show, is to show you that you're not stuck in the place that you are. So with that said, I wanted to share with you a story that I got off the Huffington Post about objects of loss overcoming grief in a material world. And again, if you're here for a reading, you will get a reading that's at 6:30 p.m. and just 20 minutes or 22 minutes from now. You're going to get a reading, but you do have to listen for a special phone number and a show code for me to give to you, or you can go in through the link that's listed right here on Blog Talk Radio. Hit the button, but I don't open up the studio till 6:20. So, all right, so here we go. In the months and weeks following my mother's death and my father, I carefully pulled apart the pieces of her material life. We sorted through her closet, threw away her cosmetics, gave away her cookbooks, her shoes, tossed away the little scraps of paper that ran rapid on her desk, her looping hand writing cascading around the messy lines. We threw away the mail that came for her and stored away other things like her wedding dress and jewelry. We found a new home for her beloved pet parrot, Norman. Oh, that would tear me up to have to do that. It was one of the most outwardly painful things I had to experience, this dismantling of a loved one's physical life. I'll never forget staring at a dresser drawer that contained only a wide assortment of her shoulder pads, or the time I came across a little box in her bathroom that contained the strands of hair that she collected as it fell out from the chemo. With other things, I relished in the banishment, using the last bar of soap she had scrubbed herself with, running it across my own body as my tears mingled with the shower water, defrosting and reheating sauces that she had made and stored away, using the pens from her desk until the ink ran dry. As for the things I kept, they were numerous. I wore her clothes, her jewelry, kept her notebooks and high school yearbooks. I even still have one of the plants kept alive all these last 18 years through moves and boyfriends and other losses. If I could have kept everything, I would have. If I somehow could have left that house intact exactly as it had been the day she died, I would have. I would like nothing more than to be able to wander through those rooms yet, to sleep where she had slept, to run my fingers across the nightgown she left sitting out on the little bench at the foot of her bed. But I couldn't. None of us can do that. After 2 years after she died, I was visiting Atlanta with my father, and he took me along on an errand to a consignment shop where he had placed most of the furniture. And I wandered the canvas store, finding myself startled each time I came across a sofa or a painting that I had once hung in our living room, but that had now become part of an imagined living room set designed to appeal to a passing stranger. By the time I was, I had toured the entire shop, noting each and everything that had once belonged to the life I had formerly known, I was in tears. My father was at the register going over detailed lists with the manager, and I could feel my breath coming in heavy and heaves, could feel the world collapsing inwardly around me. Just before I turned to walk out the door, I noticed a large ceramic Mexican serving bowl that my mother had used hundreds of times when I was growing up. I walked over to it, picked it up gently in my hands, knowing that it would not set it down again until it was in my own home. I turned to my father. I saw him in the same knowing that he had when I showed up one afternoon in the 10th grade when an abandonment kitten I'd found. He knew that there would be no arguing with me, and so I stood there patiently, tears streaming down my cheeks, and he found the item on the manager's list and crossed it out. I flew back to New York City later that week. That giant ceramic bowl sitting in my lap for the duration of the flight, I found a place for it in my tiny East Village kitchen that had no business housing such a large object. I dragged it out to California with me when I moved here 10 years ago. I took it with me to Chicago, too, and then back here again to Los Angeles 2 years later. Over the last 15 years, I used it almost once a month, making my mother's macaroni and cheese on her New Year's Day Hoppin' John each and every time, marveling at this object almost belonging to someone else. Last Tuesday, in a slip of my soapy hand, it fell into the sink and broke. I still can't get over it. I can't even bring myself to throw away the pieces. They've been sitting in the laundry room for days now, waiting to go out with the trash. And today, when I headed out back, garbage in my hands, I could not take them with me. Instead, I moved the pile of pieces to my office. I know that I eventually will have to let them go, but not just yet. I know this about everything, yet still I cling. Lately, been reading a lot of Buddhist literature dwelling on the notion that in order to release ourselves from suffering, we must first let go of our attachment to just such things as my mother's ceramic bowl. Yes, I admit that I would feel much less pain over it all, as I didn't care about the bowl in the first place. But I also think that there would be far less beauty in my life if I didn't care about it at all. So here's a quote that she put it in here, and this was written by Pima Chodron. We are like children building a sandcastle. We embellish it with beauty shells, bits of driftwood, and pieces of colored glass. The castle is ours, off limits to others. We're willing to attack if others threaten to hurt it. Yet, despite all our attachment, we know that the tide will inevitably come in and sweep the sandcastle away. The trick is to enjoy it fully, but without clinging. And with the time comes, let it dissolve back into the sea. So the reason I chose this article tonight to read about, you know, overcoming grief and objects in the material world is that, you know, this is a 9 vibration year and we're halfway through the year. In fact, today's summer solstice and a full moon, which only happens every 70 years or so. So, wow, happy summer solstice and happy full moon for you guys. And I hope that you guys are going to do a full moon ceremony tonight, like, you know, we've discussed in the past here. That's where you give thanks for everything that's manifested for you, you know. And if you'll take a quick hard look at things around you, you created those, you manifested those. So be thankful for everything that you have in your life. And tonight's the night to do that with your full moon. So the reason I wanted to go into this is that with Debbie being a guest on tonight at 6:30, this will give you an opportunity because she has done past life regressions. If you're having a hard time of letting go of something, that some emotion or some object or something, this might be your opportunity to get a chance to talk to somebody that's dealt with that and to help you with that. So I thought that this would be the time to do that, especially with this summer solstice and the full moon and letting go of things that no longer serve us. Tonight's the night. You get to do that for yourself. We're halfway through this 9 vibration year. You want to get rid of those things that are no longer serving you right now in this present moment because you do not want to carry them over into the next new year that we have. You'll have to carry another 9 years. Do you really want to do that? Is there something that you're carrying with you right now that you want to carry for another 9 years? God, I hope not. So that's why I chose this subject tonight. I myself have experienced it. I just lost a dog and still experiencing many losses right now. You know, it started last year and it's continued on through this year. And it's been major losses. I lost my mother. I've lost several dogs in the past year. It's terrible. And I really want to let go of those and those old thought patterns that no longer serve me anymore. So tonight we're going to be discussing that on the show. So again, she'll be joining me at 6:30 p.m. And you can go to the website. I put the link right there. Or you can wait for another 3 minutes. I'll go open up the studio and I'll give you the phone number with the show code for you to call in. And you know, if you're having a problem like that, please call in and share. You know, let Debbie or myself help you with that. Or maybe one of our many listeners that's in there can help out. We don't know. We're here to uplift and support one another and help each other out. Okay. All right. So we got a few more minutes before I go open up the studio. I pulled up another article. Now, I didn't get to read this one, so we're going to go with this one together. It's assigning sentimental value to material things. So how do you handle losing something of sentimental value? This is a question I think about more and more as we gradually downsize our life in preparation for the trip. I bought a ring in 2001 from a street vendor in New York. It was October and everyone's still in shock from the terrorist attacks. And I had just completed a year of personal upheaval and a cross-country move. So many things were going through my head at that time. And the previous year had been brought more fantastic and more heartbreaking than I could have ever imagined. The ring wasn't expensive, but I loved it and I wore it often. And it reminded me of being scared to death, but doing big things anyway. Last week, I lost the ring while out to dinner with a friend. I didn't even notice it was gone until the end of the evening. And by then, it was too late to retrace the steps. At first, I was really upset because of all the things that the ring represented and how much courage it gave me when I was scared or unsure of myself. And then I had a moment of clarity. The ring didn't give me courage. The ring symbolized all those experiences and emotions, but didn't contain them. Sure, it's nice to have a visual reminder, but without one, does it mean those experiences didn't exist or that I will forget all the lessons I learned? Have I been giving the power of the emotions and experience away to material things? I've been thinking about this more and more over the last few days in relation to my downsizing project. There are some sentimental things I'll be keeping, but do I really need the Eiffel Tower statue of my honeymoon? I'm pretty sure I'll be able to remember that trip. What is really of value to me and what is false value? Value equals the experience of travel. False value, receipts and tickets from the travel. Why have I been keeping these? Value equals a love of reading and learning. False value, books I will never reread. Why haven't I shared them with others? Value, clothes that fit me and my lifestyle. False value, high heels and suits for my old corporate life. Will I ever forget what big business taught me? Or what do you hold valuable in life? Think about that, guys. So, again, tonight we're talking about letting go. I'm going to play a quick song, and I'm going to go open up the studio, and I'm going to come back and give you that phone number for you guys to call in and ask your questions to our amazing guest tonight, Debbie Maya. So let me play a good song here. Oh, I love this one. I hope you guys like Barry Manilow as much as I do.
The cities and towns I've been in.
Okay, so what I'm doing right now, I've opened up the studio. If you need that phone number, if you choose to call in, that number is 631-353-4342. And you're going to have to put a code. That would be 72277. Again, the number is 631-353-4342. And you're going to enter the show code 72277. All right, we'll get you if you're going to call in. Now, if you want to hit the link, you hit the link that we have in there, or you can go to www.raisingvibrationsradio.com, choose live radio. On the calendar, choose June 20th. That'll bring you to the show page. Hit that button, and that'll get you in to speak to our guest tonight. Choose the microphone option. If you do not choose microphone, I cannot bring you on. Or you can call in this number, 631-353-4342, and you're going to enter code 72277. Again, the phone number is 631-353-4342, and you're going to enter the code 72277. I hope to see you guys there on the other side. Thank you so much for joining me. And again, if you didn't get the phone number, I'm going to post it on our Facebook page so you can go check it out there. And again, if you just hit that link, it'll give you the three options and the phone number with the show code. Have an amazing evening, and we'll see you there. Bye now.